Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However, a number of appeal routes remain open to Assange. He has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. All the usual locations will be closed Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee is asking Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to testify about her connections to January 6th. Both Bernie Thompson and Liz Cheney said it was time to bring the Supreme Court Justice's wife in for questioning. World-caliber soccer is invading North America in a couple of years.
FIFA has announced the 16 cities in North America that will host a World Cup match when the men's tournament commences in the summer of 2026. New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, and Philadelphia are among the list. There will be 10 matches each in Mexico and Canada, while the U.S. will host 60. The site of the tournament's final has not been announced yet. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Globally, more than 55 million people have dementia, with 10 million new cases diagnosed every year. Vitamin D is a hormone precursor that is increasingly recognized for widespread effects, including brain health. A study from the University of South Australia shows a direct link between dementia and a lack of vitamin D. The report says in some populations, as much as 17% of dementia cases might be prevented by increasing everyone to normal levels of vitamin D. Soft-on-crime DAs elected to office for the last few years have proven to be disastrous for the American people. The man accused of killing two El Monte, California police officers this week had a rap sheet going back to 2009. On Monday, Justin Flores' girlfriend called police for an assault accusation. He was not arrested, and on Tuesday, he murdered two police officers in an ambush. Attorney Kurt Schlichter on Fox News Friday morning.
Look at that resume. That guy should have been making big rocks into little rocks into the foreseeable future. But instead, because of Gascon's policies, he's on the street. He murders Officer Santana. He murders Officer Paredes. Look at that family. Look at the devastation he's caused to those people and their community. But that's not it. Those are not the only victims. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of such victims in Los Angeles, victims of his leftist policy of blaming the citizens instead of the criminals. This is disgraceful. We need to get rid of this bum.
Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. In fact, all the entire library of archives of information of these interviews are right there for, you know, just for you. Absolutely free. No purchase necessary. Download them, enjoy them at your convenience, share them with your friends and neighbors. And you got brilliant guests here that, you know, we're outside of the realm. No 8-second sound bites here. We want to get into the depth of the matter. And this next issue that we want to talk about, I got to tell you, we go into it with a high level of sensitivity because we're talking grief here. And it's not to say one grief is more than the other. Grief is grief. And right now there's a lot of focus on, you know, our children who are being killed in schools. And that is a debate of one nature that's being hammered out. I will just say this at the top. I don't understand why the most important thing, the number one thing that should be done, which is a no-brainer that everybody should agree to, and that is that we got to harden schools. This idea of schools being gun-free zones and them being soft targets. I mean, when you look back over the years, I mean, I went back and was doing a deeper dive into, you know, how long have we been experiencing school shootings? I mean, it goes back to the 1700s. I mean, you would think that, you know, here we are all these years later, hundreds of years later, we can't figure this stuff out. And to me, the most basic thing is you harden the targets. You do not have these, you know, these no-gun zones because, as we know, the criminals don't care about it. If anything, it's an invitation for them to say, okay, look it, I can go in there unimpeded, and I don't have to worry about getting shot up right away myself because they're pretty much defenseless because they're a bunch of cowards, right, on their face. So, anyway, so you've got that part of the discussion, but the other thing that's being omitted, and Dan Perkins is with us right now. Dan is a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, and syndicated radio host. And he's, as I said, we're very sensitive about going into this topic because you talk about kids being shot in school, but what about our kids that are dying to overdoses? That are, you know, I mean, it is amazing. Are you aware? I mean, Dan writes about this. He says every hour of every day, 7 days a week, on average, 12 children are killed by an overdose of an illegal drug. Okay, you heard me right. Every hour, every day, 7 days a week, on average, 12 children are killed by an overdose of an illegal drug. And what's being said? Our borders are wide open. Fentanyl is coming across pell-mell. I mean, it is just, it's just unbelievable that the breakdown of security and understanding of the priorities, much less the understanding that, you know, one of our most important jobs as a parent is to protect our kids. Dan Perkins is with us now. Hey, Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, great to have you on. And as I said in the intro, Dan, both you and I, we go into this idea of grief, not to say that one person's grief is greater than another. I mean, grief is grief, and we're going to deal with it. But, you know, right now there's a lot of focus on our children being shot in schools, but we're overlooking something that, you know, is grieving a larger number of families across the country, and that is, you know, our kids overdosing on illegal drugs.
Absolutely correct. 107,000 last year, and every indication is that 2022 is going to be even greater. And what's scary about 2022 is that the illegal drugs with fentanyl are working their way down into the elementary schools in this country. But Bill, I want to ask you and your audience almost a rhetorical question. And that question is, how many children do you think were killed in the Chicago public schools last year? And the answer is none. But how can that be? Chicago is one of the worst cities for children because the killing rate is astronomical. And it's children who are maybe on their way to school or on their way back to home from school or on the playground after school that are shot, not intentionally, but maybe some are. The point is, what is it? The question we need to be asking is not whether we should put a limit on 18 or 21 years of age on long rifles. We should be asking the question, what are they doing in the Chicago city schools that has virtually eliminated children being killed? And the answer is real simple. Three steps. Number one, every school in the city of Chicago, every public school, has an armed guard. Number two, every school only has one set of doors in and therefore out. And third, every school is equipped with a metal detector. So you can't get the guns and knives and everything else in the school because the metal detector is there. So it seems to me that if we understand that in some of the most dangerous cities in the country where children are being killed on the streets by accident or whatever in gang violence, that they've figured out how to make the school safe for the kids. And it's real.
Exactly.
Wow. And we should be talking about that as opposed to background checks and red flag laws. And we're not dealing with it, as you said, the hardening of the physical environment in which children are going to school. And I hate to say it, Bill, but it's a no-brainer because it can easily be done, and we should do that. But the things that they're trying to pass in Congress, as you pointed out, and I think it's very important for your audience to understand how important what you said was, because I've said the same thing many times. Changing these laws will not change the bad guys.
Right.
I did a commentary on this, and I said, so they want to get rid of the 10 to 20 round magazine clips, and they want to go to 3 to 5. Well, my friends in the gun business tell me that you can't take an existing AR-15 and put in a 3 to 5 round clip because the mechanism won't fit in the chamber. So, it really, by changing the magazine and the quantity, makes the existing rifles for the law-abiding citizen unusable. But think about the black market for 15, 20, 25 round magazines that'll go into an AR-15.
Sure. Of course. Yeah.
Bad guys will buy them.
They always find a way. I mean, that's the deal. I mean, all these gun laws that come into place, what they do is they protect the criminal. Can we not see it that way? That's who we're protecting? I mean, the very thing we want to do, we do just the opposite.
Exactly. And we want to save children. And then the real tragedy is that I'm trying to get an interview with the head of the National Institute of Health doctor who's in charge of the fentanyl problem for the government, trying to get an interview with her. But it's an enormous problem. And the reality, Bill, it's a numbers game. The more
That you allow to Dan, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. When we come back. More from Dan Perkins.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
To you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and it's very appropriate. Dan Perkins is on with us right now, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, and syndicated radio host. And we were talking about, how the family has been devastated, and particularly the father. And what seems to be a consistent thread with problems, and of course, you, if you tuned in yesterday, if you didn't, you can go to our archives and download the interview with Dr. Warren Farrell. And Dr. Farrell wrote the book, Boy Crisis. And it's interesting what motivated him, Dan, and to write this. I mean, he has daughters, okay? And he did a lot of work with NOW. He was very active with women's issues and everything. And he paused for a moment and realized after doing all this work on behalf of women, he goes, oh, my God, you know, who are my daughters going to marry? If the gene pool has been so infected and compromised, my daughters aren't going to have anybody, you know, what are they going to do? You know, they're just going to go to the loser gene pool of the male figures to find a husband. Is that what it's all about? So that reality motivated him to, you know, do research, do studies, and a lot of things that you're sharing with us is consistent with what he shared with us earlier as well. So there's a reason that we need to talk about this, especially on the eve of Father's Day, because we need to realize that, you know, Father knows best, right? I mean, yeah. You know, the shows that we grew up with, that, you know, Father knows best. I mean, fathers were elevated and, you know, and they were respected in the household until they weren't. And we've had decades of the fathers being dehumanized and made less than and less significant and important to such a degree that guys just gave up and said, okay, fine, you know, I won't have a part in my family. Some by choice, some by maybe another choice, too, as they got incarcerated. And so they're not there for their kids. And what we're finding out is these kids that don't have fathers, I mean, the odds of their success, their future is absolutely upside down, Dan Perkins, as your research is reinforcing, right?
Right. You know, it's interesting that we're talking about boys, but one of the things that I've written about is the diminishment of females. I mean, we have a candidate for sitting on the Supreme Court, and when asked, could you define a woman, she couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've got transgender males participating in female sports and beating the females. And yet we've got the women's organizations are doing nothing to support women because they want to support the transgender. And the transgender is taking over more and more, and you're going to see it continue to expand, men getting and become dominant in women's sports. And so you're looking at Title IX, and it's not going to survive. So now we're diminishing the value and the role of the female of the species. We're not even willing to define what they are. And then we have Apple, which put out an emoji a month or so ago, two men being pregnant. And when you say that to people, the first reaction would be, that's just silly. If it was silly, why did they put it out there? What are they trying to do to change the gender in this country, to deal with personal pronouns? A young man was, and his friends were charged by the school district of being sexually biased because they couldn't remember what the pronoun name of one of the teachers. And so the school board went after them. We're blurring the lines between what are genuine males and genuine females. The city of New York school system, I don't know if you saw this story, last week spent over $200,000 of taxpayer money to go into the lower grades, first, second, and third grade, with homosexuals and transgenders talk about being gay. And it was terrible, in my opinion, terribly inappropriate. But we worry about the children being shot in the school, but we don't seem to be worried about how the children are being destroyed in school. And yes. And the whole education system exploded with the pandemic. And parents began to understand what was going on in the schools, and whether it was critical race theory or gender identification to be told that their parents were racist, and that to learn to hate their parents. All these things the left are doing is to trying to destroy the framework of the American way of life, because they don't like it. Exactly. They don't want it. They want to get rid of it. And it's insane to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. James Dobson for many years has been sounding the alarm about the war on the family, and here it is. It is right in front of our eyes, and it's so mystifying and incredible, but this is what happens with the big lie. The bigger the lie, you know, the people will believe it, and this is what's happening. And they're just, you know, because they've got control of the educational system, they have control of our government, Dan, and people are overpowered. But look, you can do something at the local level. You don't have to send your kids to these indoctrination centers. Yes, your taxpayer money is paid for it, but that's also why you need to elect officials in there who will assign educational dollars with the child. And those educational dollars will go with that child wherever that child goes. If it's a charter school, if it's a private school, if it's homeschool, you know, that money would be allocated appropriately and would go along with that child. It would not automatically default into an educational system that's failing our kids on so many levels. And especially, you know, when you're talking about mental health, this is unbelievable and incredible. But there has to be a sense of urgency by the parents to say, hell no, no more.
Right. It's very true. And what's happening, the last number I saw, and it's been a while, was about 1.3 million students have been withdrawn from the public sector schools in this country. And they're going
exactly
to all the places
right
that you talked about. Parents are decided that this is not what they want for their children. And
right,
when you take a child out of school, the school loses the funding ratio for that child. So if we continue to see parents take children out of the public schools and go to alternatives, the budgets of the school systems are going to have to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers aren't going to like that.
Well, the thing is on its face. Let's just say, just in terms of efficiency, Dan, look where we rank. I mean, what do we rank? 27th, 28th, you know, in the world in terms of educational system for all the money that we're spending? I mean, there's just, you know, just rank incompetency and inefficiency within the whole system. And then now it's no wonder, because now we look at the curriculum and saying, wait a minute, you guys are focused on all the wrong things. I mean, what happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? Now we're worried about pronouns. We're worried about, you know, satisfying a, 1% of, roughly 1% of the universe of the population here. And we're bending over backwards to change rules and to change understandings and confuse. I mean, it's tough enough being a kid anyway. I mean, life's confusing. It's all coming at you and you're trying to understand it. And then you say, oh, wait a minute, we got a couple more balls for you to juggle. Good luck, right?
Mm-hmm. Very true. It's just amazing. And I think the left feels that America will get tired of this issue. I genuinely believe that they are not tired of it. They because more and more keeps coming out. I mean, if a teacher has a conversation with a student about transgender, they can't tell the parent unless the child gives them the right to do that, which is absurd.
Exactly.
And so we keep finding more and more things that have been ingrained into the school system to indoctrinate our children, as opposed to teaching them what they're supposed to be teaching them.
Yeah, forget about the basics, right? Reading, writing, arithmetic, yeah, those things that will help you for tomorrow. Now, let's just go ahead and get you involved in all these social justice issues that, you know, 10 years down the road, you'll go, I wasted my time on what? That's like us when we were growing up. We had to spend all that time on the Cro-Magnon man and all that, right? And I go, wait a minute, I want my A back. You guys deprived me of an A because I got a wrong answer on this deal when that faux science stuff. Dan Perkins, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However, a number of appeal routes remain open to Assange. He has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. All the usual locations will be closed Monday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stand my ground.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Scott Powell is with us right now, and we're going to be talking about how important citizen awareness and concerted action is. It's absolutely key to America's survival. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
It is great to be with you.
Well, Scott, you know, I was saying the other day that what people also need to be reminded of is that there's more of us than them, if you want to put it into an us-them category. And, you know, some people have referred to the silent majority, those in the middle that are being, saddled with the pressures and the lunatic fringe emotions of the left and right. But in the middle is where the sweet spot of America is. That's where it exists, and that's where a lot of things positively can happen. Am I misassessing that?
No, yeah, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And I think more and more people, you know, are waking up to the fact that our country is facing a great threat. You know, this invisible new enemy has emerged from the shadows, and it seeks to destroy and intimidate our way of life and transform the state. These statements were made, of course, in the Obama years, a transformation, but now people are actually seeing it right before their very eyes. And it's really a radical vigilante woke mob that will steamroll anything and anyone in their way. This is why it's so important for us to, you know, to uphold the Constitution and call this out for what it is. This is a subversion of our country. It really is. The fact that our Supreme Court justices are being threatened by mobs. All those people should be arrested.
Exactly. And Scott, I don't understand why a citizen's arrest hasn't even been enacted. Because the neighbors could very well execute a citizen's arrest because they are breaking the law, clearly, are they not?
They are. Absolutely they are. At least for sure in Virginia. I forget which one of them lives in suburban Maryland. Maryland's laws may be different than Virginia, but Virginia has those laws.
Right.
But put aside the laws on the books. We are a country based upon law and order, and we delegate. Each part of our government has different things to carry out. The Supreme Court has a unique role to play, and it is not an emotional role. It is a very... It is the role to interpret the law, to conduct judicial review, to adjudicate cases, and this is serious business. And for these folks to be subjected to intimidation is a total violation of our country and the way our country should work.
Well, we need the Supreme Court to stay apolitical. They need to call balls and strikes like everything
right.
We know about sports. We cannot have prejudiced officials. That creates all kinds of problems. But the Democrats can't help themselves. You know, it's ironic, I find, Scott, that here the Supreme Court judges are, although there's been, finally approval from the House to protect judges, but heretofore, they're still not fully protected. But yet Britney Spears is protected from her ex-husband. I mean, this is how upside down this is, right? I mean, you know, let's protect Britney Spears, but let's not protect Supreme Court judges who are deciding on one of the most iconic decisions to come out of the Supreme Court in 50 years.
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, and this doesn't necessarily change everything, but what it does is it reverses a very badly reasoned decision made by the Supreme Court back in 1973. That was and people have known this for a long time. Finally, we have some courageous justices who are going to, are standing up and say, this is bad legal reasoning and we can't have a society based on bad decisions. They have to be soundly reasoned. So, turning back the decision on life to the states is not going to change things for a lot of people, but it gets things back to the local level where there's more accountability. We know that. We know that keeping things local is a better way of governing, generally speaking.
Exactly. And it'll also keep their fingers out of the public largesse and where Planned Parenthood has been getting their fingers into the public treasury. So this will cut that back a little bit as well. The other thing that's being underestimated here, Scott, is this has happened as a result of an organic experiential movement. For 50 years, women in America, and now including an increasing number of men, have realized that the intention, supposedly, of this decision in 1973 was to be rare and safe. It is no longer and has not been rare when you're talking about 63 million babies. That's just in America alone. And we're not even talking babies that have been subjected to death via mail order through abortifacients. So right now, 63 million people, and that's a lot of stories of people coming in and saying, this was my experience, my horror that I live with as a result of abortion. And this is brought to you by that protected class of women that I thought, because they were hashtagged and everything, they were protected. But I guess when it comes to this particular case, not so respected, Scott.
No, we live in a lawless state where it's... laws apply to some people and not to others. And we've got to get back to equal justice under the law. I've been making that case for years and years and years. You know, because people have violated the law in high places, the elites, and they're, you know, they're on the Democrat side of the ledger, then there's been no deterrent to lawbreaking in, you know, in high places. And now we have a government that is just laced with corruption at many levels. And we've just got to start by pushing back where we can. And I think that, you know, I think we're going to have a big change in November. I'm telling everybody that they need to be aware there'll be a lot of false flag events that take place between now and the election. And it'll be, you know, the effort is going to be made to either stop the election altogether or to create an environment like we had before where there's massive mail-in ballots, where that are just open to fraud, as we know.
Exactly. Well, this has caused a great disturbance in our country. Again, as you're aware, we are being suffered by this January 6th committee hearing and having to endure this. And it's quite plain, as much as they would try to convince us, I wonder sometimes if this committee is more trying to convince themselves of their narrative. And people are seeing right through it, Scott. They're seeing this as essentially a third attempted impeachment trial of Donald Trump, and he's no longer in office.
That's right. I mean, if anything, people should have a heightened awareness beyond any shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump, while he has many flaws, as every political leader has, obviously, he was the first courageous leader we had that challenged the corruption of the system and the deep state. And the reaction against Donald Trump, the continuous effort to marginalize him, to destroy him, to prevent him from ever being able to run again, should be a wake-up call to the nation that this has to stop.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Scott's pal is with us. He is the senior fellow at Discovery Institute. He's got a new book, Rediscovering America. We're going to talk about that. It's been the number one Amazon new release in the history genre for 8 weeks. Scott, congratulations on the book, Rediscovering America, because this is where we are right now. I think that, with all the false narratives that have been put out there and the attempted rewrite of American history, pulling down statues, devaluing our rich history, still, a majority of Americans are not buying into it. They're just going along to get along. But that's why I said in the first segment here that people need to wake up and realize that there's more of us than them, in much the same case as what happened when Germany was taken over by the Nazis. It was only 10% that ended up controlling the 90%, and we can't allow that to happen because of the cost that's involved here, what it means for the next generation, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We are a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. So for those listeners who think that there's going to be some white knight that rides in to save us, and that could be, a lot of people have viewed Donald Trump in that way, or they view a strong candidate. We need good, strong, principled candidates. It's true. But we are a bottoms up country, and we the people have got to get out of the bleachers and onto the field.
Exactly. Yeah, when you say bottoms up, I mean, from all organizational charts that I understood, I've been in business most of my life, it always starts with the CEO and president at the top. But our founding fathers did something rather extraordinary that was the shock of nations, and that was they turned the org chart upside down, and at the top was we the people. And what happened is there's just a natural inclination for the people to look for a king, to look for a hero. When for some reason, I have this sense, Scott, to your earlier point here, and that is the heroes of America are we the people. I mean, it's going to end up being at a local level because that's where things can happen more immediately, more consequentially, and where the truth is really known. Because at the federal level, as you stated quite clearly, and I agree with you, is the institutions are so corrupt. I mean, if there's been any kind of pandemic of you know, of illegal activity. It's been at the federal level because it's such a massive organism that it can no longer be controlled, and it's running out of control. And we, the people, need to tip the chart back on its head, be back at top, and reassume our rightful authority positions, right?
Absolutely. Let's just review the pandemic for a moment. This event, the so-called pandemic that unfolded, and of course we didn't understand in the beginning, but it never satisfied the criteria for a pandemic. The World Health Organization, which is a corrupt UN body, it changed the criteria to make this a pandemic. Why did they do that? You know, to qualify for a pandemic status, the virus must have a high mortality rate for the vast majority of people, which this didn't have. You know, we had a 99.9% survival rate.
Right.
And there must be no known existing treatments. Which this virus had quite a few, hydroxychloroquine,
exactly.
Ivermectin. In fact, you know, we had a growing number of successful treatments while it was declared a pandemic. We were deceived. Now, why did that happen? Because we are in the end game now of really taking down America and replacing our Constitution and our way of life with a transformed new global order.
Exactly.
That's the reality that we face. And
right.
And no one should underestimate the challenge that we face, but we have all the tools at our disposal. We have the numbers at our disposal. We just have to get involved and push back. We've got to, you know, we've got to be involved in the primary elections. We've got to be involved in November elections, resisting any attempt to open the door to another round of vote fraud. We've got to mitigate it in every way. We've got to be present at the polling places. We've got to be present at the tables that count the votes. We've got to, you know, we've got to have people. If electronic voting systems are used, which they will be, those have to be highly monitored and controlled. We cannot go through this again because otherwise, I mean, right now, technically, we are a banana republic. We have an illegitimate government.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the results of it all around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not only in America,
but you're
right. We
have a government against the people now.
Exactly.
Right? The government is against the American people. It's left the borders open. It's, you know, it's violated our constitutional rights. It wants to force a transition of energy. They like the inflation of oil prices. Why? Because it can facilitate the transition, to the Green New Deal, the new sources of energy, which cannot actually supply our modern economy. It can supplement, yes, but we have to let the market make these decisions, not politicians, not corrupt people that are
exactly.
gaming the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, you know, the question that is before us right now is the American people, are the American people prepared to do what our first patriots, our founding fathers were able to do? Put it all on the line, including their very lives and their treasure, for the sake of freedom, for the sake of independence. This is what's coming, you know, full steam ahead right at us, because the government itself, compromised and corrupt as it is feeling like they're in total control of leaving our borders open, subjecting us to their agenda that deprives us clearly of our liberties, whether we're talking about how we manage our health care, dealing with COVID, open borders, the economy, energy, go right on down the list. And it's not only affecting America, but we know that our tentacles affect, you know, people around the world. I mean, look at the poverty level of what happened internationally when America shut down. I mean, we're such a massive, I mean, we're all concerned about China's, you know, participation in world economy, but America's participation in world economy is humongous, and we underestimate the forces involved here. This is why we're such the crown jewel for the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the rest of the socialists that want America to buckle, because if we buckle, freedom's gone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if there's one thing we can do, and you're doing a great job, Bill, it is to wake people up to that fact that yes. We cannot be passive in the face of evil. You know, I think it was Lord Acton or Edmund Burke who said, you know, all that it takes for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing. Well, the good people in your audience, the good people in your audience have to be the Paul Revere on their own level to wake up
right.
all their friends,
exactly.
their family. And I know these conversations can be difficult, but the time is better now than ever because the evidence of failure mm-hmm. of liberalism is everywhere in front of us.
Exactly.
And,
exactly. Well, look what
and
happened.
All these
look,
trends.
Look what happened with him.
Yeah, and the trends that are in place will destroy us. So we've got to change those trends.
And we've got to do it now. There has to be a sense of immediacy. Look what the Biden administration and the world leaders did in dealing with Russia and Ukraine. They knew for over a year Russia wasn't just there on a weenie roast at the borders of Ukraine, you know, getting ready to make up some s'mores and invite the Ukrainians over for a party. They had already said what they were going to do. We already know what the left, what the progressives are going to do. They're doing it. If we do not take a stand, it's like the Pennzoil commercial, Scott Powell. We can pay you now or we can pay you later. Later always gets more complex and more expensive. And sadly, when we're talking about, we're talking about governments, unfortunately, we're talking massive amount of human cost.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, inflation recession, you know, an economic downturn, and it would appear that we're going in that direction, always hurts the people at the bottom the most. I mean, the inflation is a tax on the poor. Oh, my gosh. And
yes, amen. Well, we got to leave it there, Scott. And I just want to recommend that everybody get their hands on your book, Rediscovering America. There's a reason why it's the number one Amazon new release in the history genre. I mean, this will reconnect you with our roots. The left doesn't want you to do that. But you need to do this because you need to understand that there is always a time for peace and a time for war. And I believe here in America, we are approximating that time for war. Every day we're getting closer and closer to it. Am I overstating that, Scott Powell?
No, you're not. But the war that we're in is a spiritual and ideological. It's a war of ideas. So if we can win this war on that realm, we don't have to have a physical war. So there's every reason to get involved because you're going to – by getting involved now – you decrease the likelihood of a real shooting war. The enemy wants America to go into a civil war. They want to break us down, and we can't let that happen. So,
exactly. Well, Scott Powell,
the book
as always,
is really
we appreciate
a user's manual about for the times in which we live, and it's a short book. It's only 200 pages, 14 chapters, and it will just blow your mind on how practical the lessons of the past, when applied to today, really are.
Amen. Senior fellow at Discovery Institute, his new book, Rediscovering America, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Scott Powell, as always, appreciate the time, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Keep it up. Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of